if a woman is going to have a child, you say she's
pregnant.
Are there any real polite terms that people use, you know, when you try to be extra polite, that you ever hear people use besides pregnant?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell I do.
Maybe expecting or something like that?
Yeah.
Is there any kind of humorous term that you ever hear like that? About that? You
know? I don't believe so.
We talked about polite term for that. Does it seem to do? If you were going to be extra polite to somebody, you know, say somebody older than you, what might you say to it? You might just not say yes, you might say what?
Sir.
You hear young people, they still say yes or no so much?
Not much of this. But in this part, no.
Yeah, I guess that's true all over, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my mother and dad, they taught me that, though. I must have always been in the habit
of it. I always. They're young and don't even call their uncles and aunts. Uncles and aunts no more.
Oh.
Just every now and then. Yeah.
You got many nephews and nieces?
God, yeah. I got them all over this country. Just grown up. My sisters, boys and girls, and my wife's sisters, boys and girls, Jacksonville's full of them.
And used to in the past, when a woman, she didn't have a doctor, you know, to help deliver the baby, what would you call a lady that might?
Midwife.
You ever heard her call anything else?
I don't believe so.
Ever heard her call a granny woman?
Yeah. Midwife, one of the ways on any of my family. That doctor bill, I didn't have that.
Yeah.
My wife's mother was a granny, was a midwife, you know. All the years. Just about all the years. Well, all the years except for three of my kids. Then I had an old doctor that lived out here in a camp. He'd come and deliver the kid.
Did he have any nurse or anything with him?
Nah, nothing. Just the old doctor. Old fella. He was good, though.
Yeah, my grandmother had all her kids at home. She'd never even seen a doctor until about a year ago when she had that age.
Yeah, we had. My wife did. They never go to a doctor.
Oh.
Doctor come right here. Delivered the last three we had.
Were there any nurses or anything around?
No, there wasn't a nurse to come. No closer than Gainesville.
Oh.
And they were too far away for me to mess with.
Yeah, sure. How far is Gainesville?
75 miles.
Pretty good drive, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you got a child who's misbehaved, you might say, if you do that again, you're going to get a good
whipping.
Yeah. When you were coming up, what's the thing what would they usually whip you with?
A whip.
A
strap.
Is that like a razor strap?
Yeah, something like a razor strap. I mean, when you got a whipping, you got a good one.
Did they ever hear anybody use the word spanking or anything like that?
Yeah, but that just makes them mean younger.
Oh, it does.
Spanking.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, you just spanking that. You'll do the same thing again. But if you'll put that whip on there, right, he won't do that again.
Yeah.
I got my three oldest boys,